This is always the great deadly zone. Our biochemistry, the neurons. We live in an age of marvels and wonders that don't seem to be making a substantial difference. What a waste. Why is this not happening? We've had the internet, we've had computers, we've had all of this amazing conversation about the possibilities. Is this making a difference? When's the tide turn? When do we actually get to the place where we can say, yeah, we're on the upswing? But we're going to forge through this. We're really going to make it. I've got a good feeling about this. I believe that that is true. It makes me do what I do. Day after day, I say, well, I have a bag of gold. Would you like a bag of gold? And people say, where do you find time for bags of gold? Gold, is that sustainable? 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 No, you spend it. Well, what would you spend it on? What would you like to spend it on? I don't have time for your philosophical questions, Gardner. Higher education is a place where we train people to be able to take advantage of this to the fullest and surprise us with the things we haven't discovered about what this can mean. But whatever it means, and we may disagree about what it means, look at that. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Oh no, another currency to master. I'm not saying that this is going to be easy or that it's not going to have problems or be fraught or spawn a whole new wave of Mila cyber computing crime. But if it's going to happen and there are great possibilities there, why does that not make a difference? You know, why hasn't that made people stop and say, oh, I guess I could recapture a sense of wonder under these circumstances? It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Today's technologies and their consequent environments succeed each other so rapidly that one environment makes us aware of the next. Technologies begin to perform the function of art in making us aware of the psychic and social consequences of technology. We are entering the new age of education that is programmed for discovery rather than instruction. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? This is a time of wonders. I would like to graduate a generation of students who will help me hear strange correspondences and grand harmonies that I have not yet imagined. Or maybe we don't have time to amplify our beings that way. We have to do things that don't happen naturally. But once we do those things, we find a bag of gold. I think the disruption we're witnessing today is the disruption on the scale of the development of the written alphabet. Now that I have done it, now that I've arranged it, now that I have thought about it, I'm going to put it out there because it may be valuable to someone. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? Because I may find the unmet friend. Because, as was said so memorably by John Mott in his presentation, meaning happens when the two people connect. Thinking aloud, willing to tell the story of the process of the learning. I'd like students to think that they begin their life's work when they come to school. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand? That's what I'm in it for. It's a bag of gold. What part of that do you not understand?